Good morning. Thank you for calling OMAC Health. My name is Gifty. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, my wife placed an order last night, and I got an email saying it got canceled because it was a possible fraud. And I'd like to see if I can place that order with you.
Okay, and what's the zip code, sir?
The zip code to be delivered?
Yes, the shipping zip code that you wanted the product to go to. I need to get the count for the CY saying that it was, you know, declined.
I have a shipping order number if you need that. It is 86444.
Okay, thank you. And the first and last name, please?
My wife, Annette, ordered it. And Annette Jesperson.
Okay, thank you. Okay, verify the shipping address for me.
The shipping address is 415 Wapalai Creek Drive, Meju, Arizona, 86444.
Okay, thank you.
And I think what she said was it somehow it put in the billing address as the delivery address, and I don't know if that was why it got canceled
could,
or what.
It could be. I'm just gonna redo the order myself. So you know, because I see where it was done online, I'm gonna just redo it itself.
Okay.
So are you still wanting to do the cryo-free CBD roll-on? Then it has two orders for the cryo-free CBD oil, and then it also has the cryo-free CBD roll-on, which is also with the cream duo?
Yes. And then we had the Dan Bongino discount on it.
Now, the only thing is about that, when placing the order with us, it's not going to allow you to use that discount because it's doing on there. But I'm going to place you on hold. I'm going to speak with my supervisor and let her know that you and your wife had placed the order on this account last night, and it did like a fraud attached to it. But you're calling in, and you're wanting to see if can you go back and redo the order. So that's the way, you know, you can still use your discount, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, I'm just going to place you. Because now I'm looking here. It shows that for the shipping address, your wife has her information on there. And then for the billing address, it has your name and a different shipping address on it. Would that be, that could be the difference reason why it fraud, you know, it claimed it as, you know, a fraud claim.
Well, what is my name and what is the billing address?
The billing address on here. It has David as the first name.
Okay.
It has the address. Okay. It has the address as 3916
number 3591 Sioux Falls, South Dakota 57104. Yes, that is the billing address for the credit card. Billing, not delivery, not mailing
right.
address.
Right. Yeah. I see the shipping address. So when you, so this is what I would recommend you to do. When you go back online and you place that order, since your billing address is showing, like since your information is showing up as the billing address, even though the shipping address is going to be different, instead of putting your wife's name on there as the shipping that is being shipped to, put your name on there. So that's the way you won't have a problem. And I'm going to let my supervisor know that I did inform you to go back onto the site and redo it again, so that's the way you can use your discount, okay? Okay, just hold for just a second for it. Thank you. Okay, I just want to let you know I'm still here, Mr. David, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding for me, Mr. David. Now, my supervisor said that since even if we was, like I was telling you, that to try to just put your name on there as the shipping address and then still okay. use that billing address you're using, she said even if you do that and you use that same card, the system is still is going to flag it. So she would recommend you using a different card because it still is that system is still going to flag that card number.
So my question is for you. Is it going to flag it because I have a different billing address than the shipping address?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's no – see, the problem is I would like to have it shipped there because that's where I'm currently – that's where the car – I don't have a card with the address where I want it shipped. That's my problem.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. So it's just that the system really does it for your protection and for our protection as well. What, you know, keeps us from getting charged back from customers and from financial institutions. So that's why that system is automatically going to flag that car because of those different shipping addresses and billing addresses.
Okay. So I have no, there's no way I can do that. Correct.
Correct. Yes, sir. That is correct. I do apologize. But yeah, that is correct. It's going to do that because of the different information that's matching on those cards.
Okay. Well, I guess I will have to order it and use a card that has the same billing address. And well, okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. But thank you for calling OMATS Health. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.